Namaskar. Did you know that the government of India does not maintain a balance sheet? Yes, you heard me right. The government of India does not maintain a balance sheet, which means the government does not know what its assets are, what its liabilities are, what is payable, what is receivable. The government does not have one sheet which gives an overall view of the assets and liabilities of government of India is. Am I right in saying this, Akhilesh?
Yes, Sujit. The government doesn't have anything called a balance sheet. The government also doesn't have anything called a profit and loss account, but it expects you to furnish an audited balance sheet. The government doesn't have it. What they present in the annual budget, when they present it, is a statement of receipts of payments in some form. They call it Consolidated Fund of India, Contingency Fund of India, but there is no balance sheet. So you're right in saying that the government doesn't know what it owes and it doesn't know what it owns.
So that means they have no idea what the assets are.
They have no idea what their assets truly are.
And what is the government of India assets looking like, Akhilesh?
They do maintain some kind of a register called an asset register. In that, the total assets of the government are some 34 lakh crores, total assets. But out of that total assets, there are some 14 lakh crores which are generated out of expenditures of the government over the years. 14 lakh crores. Now, the annual government expenditure...
What would this mean? Can you explain this concept?
You know, if the government is spending money on constructing dams, constructing bridges, constructing hospitals, that amount comes to about 7 lakh crores a year. In that register, the amount mentioned towards this is only 14 lakh crores. Now, India became independent in 1947. We have been spending such expenditure year after year. It can't be just 14 lakh crores. Just 2 years of expenditure.
Correct.
So we really don't know what our assets are.
So let me put this in perspective. We are saying we are spending 7 lakh crores as expenditure on capital, as capital expenditure.
Yes.
7 lakh crores as capital expenditure.
On creating assets every year.
On creating assets every year. From 1947, maybe that way may not be the figure in 1947, but from 1947 to date. Okay, when the last 4 or 5 years, I think we have been spending 7 lakh crores per year on creating asset. Our asset is only 34 crores, which is
the
34 lakh crores.
The 34 lakh crores, out of that, only 14 lakh crores is towards this item that I am talking.
And what is the balance?
The balance is not known.
Ah, so there also the balance is not known. So after spending 7 lakh crores a year, we get 34 lakh crores all told.
Now, let me give you a more interesting one. Let me take this ahead. If the assets of the government are 34 lakh crores, the liabilities are 84 lakh crores.
Oh.
So where is that 50 lakh crores gone?
Gone. Correct.
If the government borrowed 84 lakh crores, there should be assets of 84 lakh crores. But there are only 34. So 50 lakh crores is a question mark.
So 84 lakh crore took loans for
yes.
capital investment.
For expenditure of the government.
So then how would that be equated to assets?
Principally in accounting, if I have borrowed 84 lakh crores, I must give a hisab of 84 lakh crores.
Achha.
I got a hisab only of 34 lakh
34
crores.
Lakhs crore, 50 so lakhs
crore. Gone.
Okay,
yes.
Awesome. This is good. So, 50, you know, while we are talking about 2 lakh crores, you know, 50 lakh crore of absolute
money expended. It might have gone to Lalu's account also.
Absolutely. It might have gone to anybody's account for that matter of fact. But we don't have a hisab for it. Very nice. So this is the first story. Now the second story is, so Akhilesh, then tell me, when we talk about selling Air India, what are we selling? We don't know how much what Air India owns.
Yes. In fact, one of the reasons the Air India sale flopped was the investors were saying, tell us exactly what are your assets and what are your liabilities. Let me point out, 4-5 years ago, Air India, you know, had very bravely made a statement. Oh, we can raise 5,000 crores by selling our own assets. We've got so many assets. When they went to do that, the government had given a nod. When they went to do that, they couldn't even identify all their assets. In many assets, they found that the title was defective. So against the promise of raising 5,000 crores, they raised only 534 crores.
So this is the crux, isn't it?
The crux is even more serious. You look at it like this. I'm not able to privatize or sell a government undertaking because I don't know what are the assets and liabilities. On the other hand, take a case of railways. Railways are supposed to have 4 lakh hectares of land surplus. Why does railways need money from us? You got that big an asset base, sell it, mortgage it, monetize it, hypothecate it, raise money. Railways needs about 1.5 lakh crores a year. Because that 1.5 lakh crores doesn't come, we have poor infrastructure, accidents and whatever happened in the railways. But the railways doesn't need any financial support. It has got, it has supposedly got 4 lakh hectares of land, including all the encroached land in Bandra that we see. That's railway land.
So,
but the railway doesn't even know about it. They don't even have a title because they never even made a register to say this is the assets of the railway.
So technically, Akhilesh, 4 lakh hectares of land, if it is sold, stroke, mortgage, stroke, whatever, okay, could actually not only ensure that railway infrastructure becomes one of the best in the world, but railway it also should could subsidize us.
They will subsidize. The money could be so much, they'll pay you money to travel there.
Absolutely.
That's the kind of asset base.
Correct. We have always been saying that we are not using.
So, if the assets and liabilities were actually known, there would be transparency in the system. Today, as a citizen of India, I don't know what are the assets and liabilities of the government. Apart from transparency, then there would be better accountability. We would be able to ask pointed questions. And the most important is, if I don't know my assets and liabilities, how do I sell my units, public sector units? And if the public sector units need financial help, why should I give it? You got your assets, so-called assets. Raise money against it, na?
Absolutely. So now comes to the third part of the question. If I don't know my asset, if I don't know my liability, which means I don't know my profit, I don't know my losses.
Absolutely.
Correct. So the fact remains that end of the day, the government only focuses on taking money from the people as taxes and surviving.
Yes.
They are not bothered about putting their minds onto things like maximizing, monetizing their assets, making public sector units like railway profitable. They are not bothered about it.
See, what you say is so right, because what is presented in the budget also is a income and expenditure statement, or a cash flow as we call it. Where is the money going to come from and where will it be spent? After it is spent, like I said, 6 to 7 lakh crores is supposed to be spent on capital assets. No hisab is really kept of it. That's why you have one paltry 14 lakh crore figure. So yes, no accountability, no transparency and no records. Today, if you are powerful enough to encroach on a government asset, you might do it and nobody will come to know of it because the government didn't know they owned it.
And this has been happening since 1947.
Certainly since 1947.
And nobody has changed it.
In 2004, they came up with that FRBM Act and they promised that we will make a national asset register by 2006. That 2006 has gone over a decade ago. They also promised that we'll have better accounting policies. They never got adopted. And they also promised us transparency in financial statements. That also never came.
My last question to you. Do you think that there is no political will to create a balance sheet? Because, connected question to that is because probably if you have a balance sheet, then the profit and loss is known. Probably if you have a balance sheet, then there is a lot of transparency on the misdeeds or the mismanagement that the government does. Possibly there's a huge amount of transparency that will be thrown up to the public. And that's one of the reasons why they don't want a...
Sujit, see. In any system where somebody doesn't wish to be transparent, there has to be an axe to grind. So politically, it certainly would not suit having an asset register if you were to make today. In fact, if they were to make today and give you an asset register, you don't even know whether it is correct. Because if over the years, assets have been siphoned away, usurped, encroached upon, we really do not know what it has been. So it suits the entire system, including the Babudam, to let it be as it is. Who wants to be accountable and transparent? It suits everybody very well.
And that's exactly why this is happening.
Let us look at it in India. There's not even a discussion about it. There's not even a discussion about it. The parliament is the least interested. But let me give you the other side. Take a country like US. The United States President George Bush, if I'm right, once made a statement that the balance sheet of the government of US does not tally. At least he admitted there should be a balance sheet. And at least he was candid enough to say it does not tally. Out here, like I said, the matter that bothers me the most is, if government liabilities are 84 lakh crores and assets are only 34 lakh crores, I need a hisab of 50 lakh crores.
Which is not there.
Which is not there.
So to conclude, Akhilesh, then, we are saying that the government, if they ever make a balance sheet, they have to note down their assets. which they are unaware of.
Assets not just of the center, but also of the state and also of the local bodies, municipalities like BMC.
Correct. So they have to build up their assets right to the municipality or a local body, local government level. The second thing they have to do is they have to then start justifying their expenditure, which is going to be more tough for the government. Right, again, right down to the corporator level, which is your local body level.
It will even come down to justifying the investment. Because if you make a proper balance sheet, there will be a lot of investments made in public sector units, which are all making losses. It will give us a chance to actually question the government, why have you invested this money? Today, we don't know the aggregate investment. You and I just say lakhs of crores of rupees. We don't know what it is.
Absolutely. So, that is the second part. That is the liability part. The third part is they will have to tell us whether they are in profits or they are in loss, which means they have to be accountable for their investments, which means they have to be accountable for their expenditure, which they don't want to. So, that is the point number three. So, the point is, like we said, your government does not have a balance sheet. Namaskar.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.